Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala nabihi al-Mustafa wa ba'd. Qala wa tabaraka wa ta'ala fi qawli majid ba'd a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal munafiqina yukhadi'una Allah wa huwa khadi'uhum wa idha qamu ila salati qamu kusala. Wa qala subhanahu wa ta'ala fi maqamin akhar, ma mana'ahum an tuqbala minhum nafaqatuhum illa annahum kafaru billahi wa rasulihi wa la yu'tuna salata illa wa hum kusala wa la yunfiquna illa wa hum karihun. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one narration, he sought protection from Allah. He sought refuge, He sought refuge in Allah from a few things. But of them, one of the things Allah Rasulullah sought protection from was kasal, was from laziness. And often, when we think of laziness, we normally think of personal laziness, meaning, oh, we don't want to do something, so we won't do it. It's often that's how we feel. It's that sort of laziness. And we assume that that's what laziness is limited to. So inshallah, we're going to go through quite a few elements of laziness today, inshallah, of kasl, of kaslan, which actually impact not just us, but the community as a whole, our whole Muslim community. And how, globally, how our ummah is impacted by this plague, by this spiritual disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Qur'an the word kasl, the word laziness, twice. One, in the fifth juice, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. That the munafiqeen, they try to deceive Allah. They attempt to deceive Allah. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And when they would stand for salah, they would stand lazily. Without enthusiasm, without energy. So in one of the commentaries writes, what's the definition of laziness? The munafiqeen will stand like this. What would it mean? I mean, a lack of energy and a lack of enthusiasm in something that energy and enthusiasm is required. And salah is one of those things. Salah is a moment for a person to connect to Allah. And in this moment, this person is energy lacking and enthusiasm. He's lacking in enthusiasm at that time. So that's one in one verse. Another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in the Quran, is that وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَلَا يَتُولَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا هُمْ كُسَالَى. That the munafiqeen, amongst the characteristics Allah is describing them, that they would disbelieve in Allah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they wouldn't stand in salah except with laziness. I want to look my point over here. In both these verses, the description of the munafiqeen, or the characteristic of the munafiqeen, was amongst them was the fact that they were lazy with their salah. A lack of enthusiasm, a lack of energy towards salah. This is what these are sharing. Both of these are mentioned. These are only two places where kasl, this laziness, is mentioned in the Quran. And both of them are mentioned in the context of a munafiqeen, of the munafiqeen, and in relation to salah. So that it gives us perspective. How is salah so defining that a person's laziness can be determined through that? And how we know this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. That salah is difficult except upon those that have khushu', those that are submissive to Allah. Now that's a quality of a believer. How many believers, that's not supposed to be depressing, but look at this entire community. Of course, the scope of this masjid is around, 4,000 Muslims. But how many do we have on a daily basis coming to the masjid? Obviously, maybe let's say 1,500 men, for example, let's go with that figure, or maybe 1,000 men. But on a daily basis, how many do we have attend the masjid? Whether it's Fajr, whether it's Isha. Let's think about these elements. That Allah mentions, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةُ إِلَّا لَقَاشِعِينَ. This is hard, this is difficult, except upon those that have khushu', those who are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same concept, where we could find it in the sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions one narration, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْعَجْزِ وَالْكَسَلِ وَالْجُبْنِ وَالْبُخْلِ وَضَلَعِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from مِنَ الْعَجْزِ, from weakness. We all know, weakness, in the sense, if a person is, when you say weakness is encompassing, meaning in the sense that a person loses hope. A person feels that they can't do anything. So that's ajiz. And we know how detrimental that is to an individual. If an individual loses all confidence and becomes ajiz, becomes weak in that sense, then the person's going to become inactive. So after ajiz, Allah also mentions, wal kasl, laziness. I want you to think, how important is this? Rasulullah in his dua that he's making, is mentioning, Kasil is mentioning laziness in there. And in the context of weakness, in the context of jubn, of cowardice, meaning of a person from battle running away, or a person from his responsibilities running away. Wal-bukhl, from miserliness, from being stingy. وَضَرَعِ الدَّيْنِ وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ, being overpowered by debts, and being subdued by other people, being overpowered by others. But in this context, ghusl is mentioned, laziness again. So I'll give you examples of this, how this manifests and how this is reflected within the community. In fact, one point just before I mentioned about salah, the connection between ghusl, laziness, and salah. For example, Fajr salah. As I mentioned that, you know, we could look at the size of the community. We have about maybe 100 people for Fajr salah, and look how large our community is. One point on here is when Rasulullah mentions that يَعْقِدُ الشَّيْطَانُ عَلَى قَافِيَةِ رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ ثَلَاثَ عُقَدْ, that upon shaitan, as they're sleeping, ties three knots. And when a person in the morning, when a person's about to wake up, shaitan says to him, لَيْلٌ طَوِيلٌ, it's a long night, فَرْقُدْ, sleep. And the person, when the person wakes up and remembers Allah, فَذَكَرَ Allah, one knot is untied. Remember, three knots are tied. One knot is untied. Then when he does wudu, the second knot is untied. And when he performs his salah, the third knot is untied. And when he does this, فَأَصْبَحَ نَشِيطًا طَيِّبًا النَّفْسِ, he wakes up energetic. Good, feeling good. وَإِلَّا أَصْبَحَ خَبِيثًا نَفْسِي كَسْلًا. Otherwise, if he doesn't do this, doesn't perform his Fajr Salah, doesn't wake up starting his day with spirituality. Remember, Fajr Salah requires, even if it's in at the home, again, our Salah is supposed to be performed in the masjid. But even if a person misses the Salah in the masjid, but at least performs it at home, at the very minimum. Again, a person needs to perform in the masjid without an excuse. His Salah is naqis. His Adha is done, but it's naqis, it's incomplete. But even in that sense, it's, if a person does not do that, at least he wakes up feeling mischievous. There's a mischievousness, meaning his spirituality is lost. And number two, kaslan, this mentions about laziness, a lack of enthusiasm and a lack of energy. This is, remember this, look at the relationship between salah and energy, and the obviously spiritual disease of kaslan, of laziness. I'll give you now, look at the aspects and the domains, meaning the different aspects of laziness. One aspect is a community laziness. The community comprises of individuals. Yes, the community is made up of individuals. And when the individuals are lazy, the community as a whole becomes lazy. Or if like giving examples. If a person comes to the, if an individual comes to the masjid and there's no community of practice, no community really there, the person loses morale. I give another example. When there's a program and people see that there are numerous people attending, others come and attend the program. It's the psychological impact of it. But it's again, it's an individual, it's on an individual level, on a micro level, which impacts the macro level. It's on an individual level that impacts the whole community. Not only that, how it also impacts is when there's a lack of activity, as a community as a whole, we're not doing anything, we're not proactive, there's few opportunities for others to be able to practice. Whether that's for our youngsters to come and engage in activities, or whether that's for our elderly, in the sense that we facilitate for them, in the sense that how do they feel that they've still got a place of belonging? They mention, psychologically, one of the silent killers is isolation for the elderly. One of the silent killers in society today in the UK and Britain, as studies are conducted, that the silent killer, amongst the silent killers, one of them is the isolation of the elderly. But what is there for them? What is there for the elderly? For them to have that. But as a community, we are inactive. We're not active enough. We're not volunteering enough. We're not doing enough to facilitate for this. And there are people struggling in isolation. Whether that's in poverty, whether that's in isolation, whether that's psychologically, whether it's mentally, whether it's through addictions. People are struggling through so many different avenues, and we don't know what our own neighbor is experiencing because of what? Our communal inactivity. Our communal inactivity. What are we doing as a community? But remember, the community comprises of individuals. Number two, so we mentioned community laziness and how that impacts, whether that's employment, whether that's poverty, whether that's even mentally, psychologically, whether it's addictions. These people aren't being met. These people are living in isolation. Nobody knows about them. Nobody is meeting them. And these people are living on their own. Number two, education and laziness. And we could look, the first generation that migrated here, yes, they came for work, they did that. For the next generation that are going through the education system, you know, mentioned to many people, that especially youngsters, that when the education is free, you don't understand what people would do to have that. You know, there's a debate, like people talking about trying to make, especially down south in England, trying to make the Sharia-compliant loans from the government, as it's supposed to come into play next year. But alhamdulillah, over here, there are no loans. It's free. The university education is free. And when it's free, that's for you and I to take advantage in the sense that we get that education. We get into positions of representation. I'm not saying that, you know, the entire situation is going to change just by representation. No. But it's when we have our face there. We are contributing. There was a time that the kings would send their children to Muslim lands for education. But what's happening now? People are migrating here for an education. But this was something that the Muslims championed. A nation of Iqra. The first thing to be read is of read. Rasulullah mentioned, "Lestu biqari." I cannot read. Rasulullah, the Arabs at that time were not known for their education. They were known for their illiteracy. Yes, poetry and things they were known for. But in terms of illiteracy, they were poor. And even in terms of literature, they would actually rely on the Ahlul Kitab to test Rasulullah's knowledge of the previous nations. So the Arabs themselves, meaning the pagan Arabs, they were unaware. But this is what changed for the believers. The golden age of Islam, where civilization, where Muslims, where light came into ours decades before the others heard the concept of light. That's number one. So mention educational laziness. Mention about community laziness. Number three, family laziness. And again, this is why I'm mentioning these are on a macro level. If we look at these, this is how it boils down to issues on an individual level, on a communal level. Family laziness. How many of us know, whether if we're parents or if we're siblings, who our sibling is hanging around with? What are they learning in school? How many of us are people under the guise of freedom? Under the guise of freedom, they say that, you know, they need to walk their own path. That's true, they will walk their own path. But there's an element of laziness to be unaware of what they're studying. There's an element of laziness to be unaware of who they're hanging around with and the impact that's having on them. Let's give an example. In Ramadan, the amount of youth that we had, again, mashallah, they were coming to the masjid, but that were an absolute nuisance. And their parents were nowhere to be seen, and they would blame us for not taking care of their children. To tell me, make that make sense. How are the elders taking responsibility when a father is there, but the father won't take responsibility and wants to reframe the issue as, why aren't you looking after my kids? That's family laziness. Remember, I'm talking about in an instance, again, if they're at work, it's a whole different scenario. In a situation where the father will not come to attend the salah, that doesn't know where the child is and what nuisance the child is up to, but that's for you and I to know. We think that, where are our youngsters? What's going on? Why aren't they in the masjid? But how many of us have had a proactive role in understanding the children? Who are they hanging around with? What are they learning? Not just them, but our other family members. What's going on in society? How do I become proactive with my own family to make sure the home is enough for them? If they want somebody to talk to you, talk to me, talk to the father, talk to the mother, do mashwara as a family rather than going out to everywhere else. Seeking assistance everywhere, but not the home. Why is that? A lack of proactivity within the own home. Again, amongst other reasons, I'm not limiting to that. Another thing is physical laziness. Looking within our own Muslim community on the diseases that we have, the food that we are consuming. And I'm not saying that everyone needs to go to the gym, but even healthy walks. Alhamdulillah, we've got summer for a few days maybe. But we've got summer at the moment. Go for walks. I mean, we've got good weather. Physical laziness. So what's preventing us, the moment we come home and that's it, you know, sit down on the sofa, relax, don't do anything, don't even pick up our own plate. Physical laziness. I mean, this is all of this, remember these are different elements, all of this, together is, as a whole, it's not an individual issue, as a whole, impacts the community. I also mentioned, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-'ajzi wal-kasl. I seek refuge in, I seek refuge in you from weakness, from laziness, amongst other things. But just imagine that laziness is mentioned in here. Now, how do we cure this? Again, it's a whole life change. It's not just limited to just one solution that, yes, we can reduce it just to, you know, coming to perform salah. Yes, salah is an integral role. When Allah mentions the word ghusl, laziness, in the Quran, twice it's mentioned, and it's mentioned in the context of munafiqeen, it was mentioned in relation to salah. It was mentioned in relation to salah. And why? Salah requires a sense of discipline. Salah is at 5 o'clock in the morning. Who's going to wake up at 4:45 to do wudu, make sure they perform their sunan, and make their way to the masjid at that time? It requires discipline. It requires perseverance. But for a person to do that is spiritually rewarding, and a person has a level of perseverance, spiritual perseverance, a level of spiritual discipline for that person to come to the masjid. But that's what it requires, a level of strength. Rasulullah mentioned the hadith, نَشِيطًا طَيِّبًا nafs, wakes up energetic, wakes up طَيِّبًا nafs, motivated, wakes up with strength. That's what a believer is. That's number one, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite this dua. I'll mention it, I'll put it in the reminders group inshaAllah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasl, wal-jubni wal-bukh, wal-dala'idin wa-qahrijal. Wa Allah, I seek protection in you from weakness, from laziness, from cowardice, from debts, from being subdued, from being overpowered. I'll put this dua in the reminders group. It's a very, very comprehensive dua. Covers many aspects. It's a multifaceted dua, comprehensive dua, that covers several elements of a person's life. Mention these du'as. Number three, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله has cured, remember one narration, for over 99 illnesses. Over 99 illnesses. And in fact, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions that this specific thing has a powerful effect on difficult tasks and being overwhelmed by them. Mention that. Now, alongside these spiritual tasks, think of things that you and I can do. What do we enjoy? Some people are very charitable. They enjoy doing public work. They like to, you know, go for walks. Think on what we can do. What do we enjoy? And how can I contribute like that? We have plenty of things that we need in the masjid. Whether that's volunteers for the car park. Whether that's for our youth events. We have plenty. I'm not limiting just to the masjid. There are plenty of roles you and I can do. If you've got skills, show those skills, and that the people that are looking to upskill, help them. Come and speak to us. Well, more than open. Monday to Friday, between 5 o'clock and 7:30, I'm in the office downstairs. Come and speak and say what skills you have and how we can upskill others. I get one brother, just in Glasgow. I won't mention his name. But he has, mashallah, he's got, amongst one of the, in the industry, in the UK anyway, he's got one of the largest businesses in this specific field. I can't mention that, otherwise it's going to give him away. And you would think that for an individual who has the market, why would he give rise to a competitor? But somebody was asking him to start a business in the same department. So he goes, yes. He gave him all his contacts, gave him his own website to set up, but that was his own competitor. And he said, no, we need more in this field. And that's his risk, that's his sustenance. And he did the same for the other individual who's selling in that same field, and everyone thinks they're two competitors. He said, little do they know that we were there to set up for the other brother. But just think, upskilling. So he could have looked at that and said, no, he's competition. Let him fail, let him flow, and that's it, that's his own thing. He said, no, that's his risk. I will help him, to the point that on his website, he's even got his thing still left as a mailing list. And he told him he still need to edit it. But just imagine the relationship that he's willing to create we can perceive it as competition. He didn't see it as competition, but he's willing to, in other words, create competition for himself. But that's what we are. That's how we do it. We give rise to others. We motivate. We are a community as a whole. And this ghusl, this ghuslan, this laziness is detrimental. It's a spiritual disease that needs a remedy. May Allah grant us all true understanding and tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-ameen, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, wa man walahum min al-mu'mineen wa al-muhajirin wa al-mujahideen fi kulli makanin wa heen. Amma ba'd, faya ma'ashara al-muslimin, usikum wa nafsi awalan bitaqwa Allahi azza wa jal, wa al-tamassuki bi sunnah al-mutahara. Ikhwat al-Iman, laqad wasafa Allahu ta'ala fi al-Qur'an, al-munafiqeen bil-kasl fi mawdu'ain. Ihdahuma, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر وما منعهم أي في سياق المنافقين وما منعهم أن تقبل منهم نفقاتهم وما منعهم أن تقبل منهم نفقاتهم إلا أنهم كفروا بالله وبرسوله ولا يأتون الصلاة إلا وهم كسالى ولا ينفقون إلا وهم كارهون نرى أن الكسلان ذكر في سياق الصلاة هذا يدل على أن الصلاة كبيرة كما قال سبحانه وتعالى وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعوذ بالله من الكسل قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وضلاع الدين وقهر الرجال فجاهدوا إخوة الإيمان بأموالكم وأنفسكم وجاهدوا في العبادات والطاعات وجاهدوا في ترك المعاصي والمنكرات وجاهدوا في إصلاح المعاشرة والمعاملات وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى وعدكم بقوله والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا فالذين جاهدوا يبشرهم ربهم برضوان ورضوان من الله أكبر وذلك هو الفوز العظيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله من أطاعهما فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فقد ضل وغوى أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده ولده والناس أجمعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأحياهم عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وسيد نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة رضي الله عنها وسيد شهداء حمزة رضي الله عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابه لا تتخذوا غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا سبقونا بالإيمان اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي سودان وفي كشمير وفي إيران وإنما هم مستضعفون اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Kindly straighten the rows stand shoulder to shoulder and show your heels are on the first line and the saf is in front of you is complete before standing in the next
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, hayyal as-salah, hayyal as-salah, hayyal al-falah, hayyal al-falah, qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله
The news agent, the shop Taj, the Taj news agent shop, the brother's mother has passed away. All are requested to make dua. Allahumma ighfir laha wa rahmha wa askinha fil jannah wa ja'al qabraha rawdatan min riyadil jannah. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبادك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم اغسلنا بالماء والثلج والبرد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها وأولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وعلى الشياطين وعلى الخبث والخبائث اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في ديننا ودنيانا اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نغتال من تحتنا اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وضلع الدين وقهر الرجال ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك تواب رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.